Excuse me? No, nobody's sitting there. Knock yourself out. I'm sorry? What am I working on? Nothing. Look, I came to this cafe to just sit and work. I didn't come to meet people and chat, okay? Could you just please leave me alone? That'd be great. No, you can't help me with what I'm working on. You're right, I'm sorry. It's a bad trait. I get hostile. But people don't... You want to get to know me. Guys don't want to get to know me. Guys walk around me. Girls stay away from me. I'm the freak, the misfit, the goth girl, the odd one. Okay? I'm used to people playing pranks on me. I'm used to people coming and talking to me because they want to make fun of me, not because they're being actually nice. So, yeah, I'm hostile. And I'm sorry. I should try and curb it. So, I'm just going to go back to my work and stuff. Excuse me? My tattoo? I love cats, and I need a couple more. I'd like to have them wrap all the way up my arm. Little paw prints. Thank you. Yes, down on the high street. Very, very good tattoo artist. You want one? Oh, no, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Take a book, sit and read. It's uncomfortable, but you'll be fine. I don't think I could come with you, but thanks for asking. Would I go out with you? Why would you want to go out with me? Everybody laughs at me when I go past, not that I care. I am who I am. People don't like it. They can, you know, go take a jump. I don't conform. I don't want to. I'm me. I'm... What? You like the way I look. You're a straight-laced boy. You're cute and friendly, but why would you want to be going out with me? Is this like some kind of bet with your friends? What am I working on? I'm working on writing a book about vampire lore and all of the stories that come from Europe about vampires and witchcraft and all those things. So yeah, what I'm doing marries with my appearance. I'm a bit weird. No, I'm neither a witch nor a vampire. They are fictional. As far as I'm aware, they are, yeah. Dracula wasn't the first. Dracula is just a book. You look further and further back, you see many, many stories in legend. Most vampires are found, most of the legends are found in Eastern Europe, into Russia. Salem's Lot, all of those books brought vampires to the fore, and then you've got the Sookie Stackhouse novels and True Blood and all those things, and I guess Buffy and everything, but I wouldn't know. I don't watch those things. I'm interested in the stories from the countries and stuff, and that's what I'm doing. And I have to get this ready for my editor in a couple of days. tomorrow, I have a day off. I don't know that restaurant. Yeah, I like Italian. Are you sure this is not like some kind of joke bet with your friends? Am I going to be stood up at the door or something? Okay. Because I like the way I look. I like the darker colors. I like the tattoos. I like the artwork. I like being individual. I like being me, and if people can't handle that, that's not my problem. Anthony Hopkins once said that other people's opinions of me are none of my business, and that's the way I think about it. I am not cute. I've never been cute. I do not screw up my nose. Well, that's rare. You got me to laugh. Yeah. That's good. No, that's good. That's a good step. Do you promise me this is not a joke? Because, you know, I've been hurt before. Guys I've liked and have known and have asked me to go out on a date and then stood me up and sent me a text and said, nah, goth girl. You know, and I don't think I can deal with that again. I'd rather just not. How did you think I was going to talk? Not eloquently. Just because somebody looks like a goth or different doesn't mean they're not intelligent. It just means they like to be different. Okay, I give in to pressure. I would love to go out on a date with you. I really have to get this finished, but I could probably grab a hot chocolate with you right now if you'd like to stay, and I will buy you a hot chocolate. Deal. You buy dinner, I buy the hot chocolates. Excuse me, could I have two hot chocolates and... Do you like chocolate cake or carrot cake? Would you like one? Cool. I have one carrot cake, one chocolate cake, please. Thank you. Hi. You've come a bit closer. I'm just running your fingertips down my arm. That made me goosebumps. Sure, you can hold my hand. We have a date tomorrow, and we can't have a coffee date right now. I'm finding it hard to believe that somebody wants to have a date with me. I don't tend to engender that in people. So, yeah, feeling a little tender and unsure of myself. Yeah. Your hand's soft too. Oh, that comes about with laying in a bath for a very long time listening to music. I have speakers in the bathroom. I do. Yes. You were just joking, but I actually do, yes. When's the last time I was kissed? My last boyfriend, a couple of years ago now. It's been a while. Will you kiss me on our date? Of course I'll let you. I'd at least like to try. It's been a while since I've been kissed. Do I mind public displays of affection? Depends how affectionate they are. A little affectionate, yes. No, I'm not. I certainly don't advocate. Yes, crawling onto the table and doing it. I don't believe I just said that. No, I don't mind kissing in public. Why, are you thinking of kissing me in the restaurant tomorrow? Now? It's in a pre-date kiss. I'm looking around because I'm worried that you're going to kiss me and then say, I won the bet. Okay. All right. I'll trust you. Wow. You closed your eyes and everything. And you did the thing with your hand against my jaw. Please just rub your thumb across my cheekbone again. I like it. Your hands are warm and soft, and I like hands. Yes, I'd like you to kiss me again. Hi. Yes, chocolate cake was mine, thank you. Yes, two hot chocolates and carrot cake. Thank you. I got completely and utterly lost in that. Well, let's dig into cake, shall we? While I stop the flustered feeling.